The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 39. This will also serve as our sermon text this morning. In those days, Mary got up and hurried to the hill country of a town of Judah. She entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Just as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She called out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In fact, just now, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed, because the promises spoken to her from the Lord will be fulfilled." Then Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, but the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. As we've told some of you, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I had the incredible joy of being in the ultrasound room again, and we were looking at that screen, and you see something amazing, right? The baby is so small, you would hardly even know it's there, but this technician goes to work, and they find that tiny little baby, and what do they do with it so you can see it? They magnify it. And all of a sudden, that tiny little baby is something you can see on the screen, larger than life, and even larger than the projection of that little baby there is the joy. That outsized, magnified joy that comes from knowing that God has given the miracle of life. Today in our gospel reading from Luke, we have joy from an even smaller baby. The angel Gabriel had told Mary that she was going to conceive and give birth to a Savior, and it seems like Mary left right away after that to go visit Elizabeth. We read, "In those days, Mary got up and hurried to the hill country, to a town of Judah. She entered the home of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth." If Mary traveled right away, right after this baby, this Savior, was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, she probably traveled about 50 miles up and down a hill. And if she left right away, by the time she got to Elizabeth, baby Jesus was probably 4 days old. Smaller than and weighing less than a poppy seed. But today in our gospel reading, we see the Holy Spirit magnify the Lord. Magnify that tiny baby and what he would do. And that gives such outsized joy to the world, to Elizabeth and to Mary and to John and also to us. Today, the Holy Spirit magnifies the Lord, and so our souls do too. And one of the reasons we do that is because this baby gives miraculous life. People celebrate life. And they should. Even people who don't believe in Jesus have things like baby announcement parties or gender reveal parties. People give gifts, they give cards, and they celebrate because they realize that life is a miracle. But even more important than the miracle of physical life is the miracle of spiritual life that makes this life worth living. And we see that miracle of spiritual life on display here in Luke chapter 1. Mary comes to visit Elizabeth, who has a baby of her own on the way, 6-month-old John the Baptist in the womb. And this is what happens. Just as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She called out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? In fact, just now, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed, because the promises spoken to her from the Lord will be fulfilled." God's gift of physical life is something to celebrate. But if that's all Elizabeth cared about, if that's all she knew about, then this encounter would have been a lot different. Mary would have showed up and said hello, and Elizabeth wouldn't have known anything about that tiny little baby Jesus in her womb. Instead, Elizabeth might have said something like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Mary, don't steal my thunder with a baby announcement of your own. I have been waiting like 100 years for this baby. You're just a teenager. This is way more exciting." She could have magnified her own baby, her own life, her own things to rejoice about, but that's not what happens. No, the Lord is magnified. And it actually starts with that little baby in Elizabeth's womb. And here we see an incredible miracle of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through the simple greeting that Mary gave. What did she say? Maybe something like, "The Lord be with you." That's often how they greeted each other. And through that little greeting, through those physical words, God worked joy. Spiritual joy in the heart of a baby inside the womb. And Greek, just like English, uses the same word for a baby, whether inside the womb or outside the womb. Here, the baby in the womb leaps for joy because this baby has faith. This baby John believes that his Savior is near, and he doesn't say, "Oh, listen, Jesus, I'm 6 months older than you, so you got to listen to me." No, he rejoices because his whole life would be about his Savior, preparing the way for him, rejoicing in him and what he would do. God creates the miracle of faith in a baby in the womb. And just as much a miracle, God fills Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit too. He gives her faith. It's a miracle no matter how old you are when God gives you the Holy Spirit, when he gives you faith. And Elizabeth believes. She says things that she couldn't even have known. She says, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She says, "Blessed are you, Mary, because you believed God's words." Their souls magnify the Lord, and that's what gives their lives such joy. Elizabeth had a tough life. She really wanted a child, and she was barren for so long. Baby John, well, I guess he was doing okay in the womb, but he had lots more joy that would be given to him in life. Mary, she was just a young virgin girl. She had nothing to her name. Nobody was walking around praising her. And yet they were blessed. Mary was blessed, not because of her physical life only, but because of the spiritual life, the faith that she believed in the Lord's promises, and the Lord's promises would be fulfilled. People celebrate life. They do, and they should. But if we celebrate physical life, if we magnify physical life without spiritual life, then things will go wrong. Think to last year. It probably seems like a long time ago, but you probably heard the news story of that couple in California who were going to have a gender reveal party, and they were going to magnify this, right? This was going to be the biggest gender reveal party ever. They were going to magnify this baby announcement that they were going to have. And so they packed a smoke bomb with 80 pounds of explosives. But it went wrong, right? You probably don't remember if it was blue smoke or pink smoke, do you? No, what you remember is that it all went wrong, is that explosive baby announcement started a wildfire that burned 22,000 acres and even ended a life. This is what it's like if we magnify physical life without the spiritual life that the Holy Spirit gives. If we magnify physical life instead of magnifying the Lord, eventually it's going to go boom. Yes, people do celebrate babies and gender reveal things, but when people focus only on physical life, you know what that turns into. Instead of celebrating God's miracle of life, they say things like, oh, I could never bring a child into this horrible world. Because they don't have the hope that comes from spiritual life from God. Or they say things like, oh, we can't have a child because then I'll have to sacrifice my life, my lifestyle. And all of a sudden, even the gift of physical life isn't something they celebrate anymore. And this doesn't just happen when it comes to babies, it happens throughout life. When we magnify physical life, all of a sudden we lose the joy of life. When it's not going the way we want it to, this isn't the way I thought my life was going to go. Eventually, if we only magnify physical life, well, then the only solution is to end it, right? That's where this goes. Instead of rejoicing in babies because life doesn't look the way I want it to, there is end of life. People end life through abortion. Or at the end of life, they say, this isn't how I thought my life would end. This isn't how I wanted my life to end. And so people turn to euthanasia. I need to end my life this way because it's no longer a miracle from God. Now, without the spiritual life that Jesus gives, if we only magnify physical life, all we're doing is packing more and more explosives, and eventually that life is going to go boom. But notice the miracle of the Holy Spirit here, that he goes into the lives of Elizabeth and Mary and John, lives that weren't outwardly amazing, lives that maybe didn't seem very blessed. And in those lives, he magnifies the Lord. He magnifies the Lord, and that makes them rejoice. Rejoice not only in the gift of life God has given them, but the gift of spiritual life that would come through this tiny 4-day-old child. And this is what the Holy Spirit does for you. Without spiritual life, eventually our physical lives would seem miserable and pointless, but God packs your life with spiritual life, and he does it in small, tiny ways, just like he did here. Here there was a 4-day-old baby that gave such joy. And what do you receive here today? Well, a tiny little wafer in your hand. Doesn't seem very exciting, does it? A little sip of wine. But the Holy Spirit magnifies it and shows that this is Jesus' true body and blood shed on the cross to give you eternal life, to keep you until life everlasting. In this place, we see tiny things that give such outsized joy. Tiny babies brought to a tiny font with a tiny amount of water and a little bit of Word of God. And there that baby is brought to eternal life. And that life sustains you even now. And that's why we rush here. Maybe not taking a 50-mile journey through the Judean countryside to a village, but we rush here on Sunday morning to get together with other people like Mary and Elizabeth in order to celebrate the miracle of life. Yes, the miracle we have, the gift of life here on earth, but more than that, the gift of life that Jesus gives. Our souls magnify the Lord. And our souls magnify the Lord maybe especially when our lives don't look very wonderful, physically, outwardly, because God lifts up the lowly. I think no one knows that better experientially, maybe, than a woman named Gianna Nesson. Gianna Nesson's life in this world outside the womb started 18 hours into a procedure that was meant to kill her. There were chemicals put in the womb that were meant to burn her like napalm and kill her, but it didn't work. And so Gianna was born at 29 weeks, weighing 2.5 pounds. And she survived. And sure, she had a lot of things to deal with. She had all sorts of physical problems from that. She had cerebral palsy. They said she would never crawl, and then she did. They said she would never walk, and then she did that too. Then she bounced around the foster care system as an unwanted child. Well, finally, she was adopted at the age of 12, and at age 14, she asked the question that she had been wondering, and she kind of knew the answer as she asked it. She said, "I was aborted, wasn't I?" And she was. And I wish I could tell you there's some happy story where the mom who did this came to her later and said, "I'm so sorry," but that's not what happened. She actually did meet her birth mom, and her birth mom said, "I don't want your forgiveness. You're an embarrassment to our family." That's the kind of situation that Mary was talking about when she said, "God has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant." She wasn't saying something like, "God looked down and saw how wonderful Mary was and how humble she was." No, God looked down and saw someone who was in a situation like that, a situation like Gianna's, where she was an unwanted embarrassment and people didn't even want her alive. Mary magnifies the Lord because she knows that is her situation without God. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord who has looked on the humble state of his lowly servant." Mary knew that by nature she had that poison of sin coursing through her veins, wanting to burn her and kill her. And the same is true for us. We were born destined for death. The wages of sin is death. We were born an embarrassment to our holy heavenly Father. And yet that's what makes our souls magnify the Lord even more, is that he looks down on people like that with favor. And that's why Mary sings this song. She says, "My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. But the rich he has sent away empty." Jesus once said, "She who has been forgiven much loves much." That's what Mary is singing about here. She magnifies the Lord because the Lord has come down so far to save her. And that's what God has done for us. Martin Luther once said, "People spend their whole lives trying to work their ways up to the heights, to God. But only men work there. God works in the depths." When we magnify our own lives, God casts us down. But what happens when we're in the depths? God's grace is magnified. God lifts up the lowly. It's not very impressive if we're all pretty good people and we climb to the top and God has to stoop down just a little bit to give us a high five on top of the mountain. No, but if we're in the depths and God comes all the way down, becomes a tiny 4-day-old little baby to live and grow and die for us, that's amazing. You're not amazed when you go to the Humane Society and somebody comes in and adopts the cute little kitten, right? But when somebody says, "I don't want the cute little kitten, I want that mangy, snarling, one-eyed, one-legged cat in the corner," now that's amazing. You're not impressed when a rich person gives rich things to rich friends, and neither are the rich friends. But when a rich person gives to the poor, he's praised. When the poor receive these riches, they praise. God has stooped down to give us his riches in our humble state. And that's what makes us joyful. That's what magnifies the Lord. This is why someone like Gianna, just like Mary, appreciates her life so much. All of us have been given the miracle of physical life, but a lot of the time we're not thinking about that. We're not appreciating that as much because we have it every day. But someone like Gianna, who knows where she came from, who knows the depths she was in when she started her life, well, she says this, "I'm alive just by the miraculous power of Christ." And despite her mother's harsh words to her, what did she say? She said, "I'm a Christian, and I forgive you." And even though she could take her magnifying glass of her heart and magnify all the horrible things that have happened to her, instead she says this, "We can either choose to be defined by all the injustice and all of the terrible things that may or may not have happened in our lives, or we can be set free by Jesus." We have been set free by Jesus. And so we don't need to magnify our lives with our hearts. We don't even need to magnify our sinfulness and our lowliness. No, instead, God uses all of those things to get us to hold up our magnifying glass to him, to magnify the Lord and the great things he has done for someone like me, even me. And so today with Elizabeth and John and Mary and all the lowly throughout the world, all those who fear the Lord, we too say, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all human understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.